Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. Have you ever owned something that got broken? Maybe it was an action figure whose arm fell off, or maybe it was your favorite mug that fell down in the kitchen and shattered. It can be sad when things break, especially when they're special to you. But the amazing thing is, sometimes broken things can be fixed, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. But we're not just talking about random broken things getting back together. We're going to hear about helping broken turtles.
I've loved turtles as far back as I can remember. I grew up observing turtles and looking for turtles and hatching turtle eggs and, of course, drawing turtles.
This is Matt Patterson. He's a wildlife artist, and as you can tell, he's a big turtle fan. Matt teamed up with Cy Montgomery to write and illustrate a book with lots of turtle rescues. You might remember Cy from our episode all about octopuses. She's an author and a big animal lover. She had even done some things to help turtles long before she met Matt.
Before I met Matt, I was coming home from the airport in Manchester, New Hampshire, on busy Route 101, and a big female snapper was trying to cross the road. And I pulled over, and she was so big, I was afraid to pick her up. I didn't know the right way to do it. And I was just so irritated with humanity. I felt like, oh man, I am going to have to sit here with this turtle until it gets dark, because I had nothing except a blue umbrella to help her get across. And I thought, all these people, they just don't care. Well, I hardly had time to complete that thought when another person pulled over, and then another. And they had the same idea I did. They saw the turtle and they wanted to help. And there was a lady with her kids, and there was a guy. And the lady had, in the back of the car, she had a round sled that you slide down on the snow. And we got the turtle into that, and we pulled her across the street while the guy held the traffic at bay. And the turtle got out, kind of hissing and snapping and a little upset because it was a rough crossing. And I thought, you know, she may never know what we did, but God knows what we did. And it just felt terrific to know that there were these other people who cared too. I frequently see people who stop and help turtles cross the road now, and it restores my faith in humanity.
Cy and Matt wanted to tell amazing stories about people helping turtles like this one, and so they began to do more and more work with turtle rescue groups. One project that they got involved with early on was helping to protect turtle nests.
A friend that I had met at another wildlife event invited us to join her protecting the nests of five species of native turtles in back of this housing development. And you would think there can't be any wildlife there, nothing wild or ancient, but not true. Five species of turtles, three of whom are endangered, were making their nests there. And turtle nests are at great risk of being destroyed. In most cases, 90% of all turtle nests are destroyed by predators.
Everything's after the turtle eggs, but when the turtles hatch, then there's a whole bunch of other things that are after turtles. You'll get birds that'll eat them. You'll get insects. Chipmunks will eat them. And if you get them in the water, fish will eat them. Frogs will eat them. We've actually been releasing baby turtles and had frogs jumping into our hands trying to grab the turtles we were releasing.
Wow, baby turtles are up against some pretty difficult challenges. When turtles lay eggs, they dig a hole, lay the eggs in the hole, and then bury the eggs so no one sees where they're hidden. Unfortunately, predators can still find those buried eggs. Thank goodness there are some awesome people ready to help.
So these good people had decided that they would protect these nests by putting nest protectors around them. And to do this, you go out often at night and wait for the mothers to lay their eggs. And then you rush forward after she's done and you put these wire protectors around them that will keep raccoons from digging them up. Then during the summer, if there's a drought, you end up carrying buckets of water to water the nest so they don't dry out too much. And then when it's time to hatch, you have to check these nests several times a day because the babies can't get out. And when you check them and you find babies, it's like Christmas morning. And you take these tiny little babies and you put them in the bucket and you take them down to the river and release them there.
It's really amazing. Every adult turtle you see has just survived incredible odds to get there.
After seeing everything that baby turtles had to overcome in order to reach adulthood, Matt and Cy wanted to meet people who helped fix broken adult turtles. That's when they came across the Turtle Rescue League.
Believe it or not, there are people who specialize in turtles. And they've learned to fix some really gruesome injuries that you'd otherwise just give up on. Cracked shells and brain injury and even severed spinal cords, because they can regrow nerve tissue.
Soon, Matt and Cy were regulars at the Turtle Rescue League, where they met injured turtles and the people who were helping them. One of these turtles was Chutney, and he was helped by Alexia and Natasha, the founders of Turtle Rescue League.
Well, Chutney came into the Turtle Rescue League in Southbridge, and he was a male snapping turtle, and he was hit by a car that cracked his shell, it broke his jaw, and it concussed his brain. And so Chutney didn't know, because of the concussion, he didn't know which way was up, which way was down, so he just kept spinning over, and every time Alexia would have to reset his jaw, and it was a problem. And so they were trying everything to get him to stop, you know, spinning around and flipping over, and they tried weighing him down, they tried taping him down for some reason, nothing worked. And then they came up with the Chutney tube, and that was their invention, where they stuck him in a plastic pitcher, like a pitcher you pour, you know, water out of, and the handle acted as a kickstand, and it stopped him from spinning over. And eventually his world stopped spinning and he began to heal. And when me and Cy met him,
he was just about ready to be released. We were there for his release. It was amazing to see this animal who anyone would have given up on. And he was just fine, and he's living his best life in the wild right now.
His release happened after 2 years of being at the Turtle Rescue League. We loaded him up in a plastic Tupperware container, and it was me and Cy and Alexia and Natasha, and we went to this pond that was in the woods, so it's a really safe place for turtles, and Alexia and Natasha are the ones who picked him out of the tub and put him into the water, and we all sat and waited, because sometimes you have to wait a while for a turtle to decide to make his move. A lot of patience is involved with turtles. And eventually he started digging down into the mud and buried himself, and that was his release.
Chutney was finally free to live his best life again.
Chutney's release is a great example of the good work that people can do to help turtles. He's also proof of just how tough turtles can be.
I knew this, but I learned it even more when we started working with injured turtles. Turtles are tough, and so you shouldn't give up on a turtle, because turtles can survive injuries that other animals just couldn't survive. I mean, they can survive just catastrophic injuries.
One of the greatest examples of turtle healing is a turtle named Fire Chief. It took him a little longer to get better than Chutney, and Matt and Cy got to witness his progress firsthand.
Fire Chief is a big snapping turtle. He's a male snapping turtle, 42 pounds. He's named Fire Chief because he lived behind a fire station in a fire pond. Every fall, he would travel across the road to his brumating pond, like his hibernating pond. He would do it in a different pond. And he was old, so when he first got there, the road was little. It wasn't busy. Now it's become a state highway. And so in the fall of 2018, 2 years before we met him, he was hit by a car when he was crossing, and it cracked his shell and it damaged his spine, so it paralyzed his back legs and his tail. So he turned around with his front legs and dragged his body back to the edge of the road. He rolled down the hill bleeding, and the firemen saw him and they loved him. And these are heroes. These are brave people running to buildings, but they were afraid of him because he was a snapping turtle. And so they called Turtle Rescue League. When these two skinny ladies came, they found him in the water and they took him back and repaired his shell. And by the time me and Cy met him, his shell had healed, but his back legs and tail weren't, they were working, but not great. So we got to do physical therapy with him.
The first time we took him out to do physical therapy with Fire Chief, Matt lifted him out of his hospital tank. We put him in the turtle garden. We let him walk around. We would pick him up periodically and make sure he wasn't scraping his bottom shell because his back legs were so weak. He wasn't holding himself up like a healthy snapping turtle does when he walks. And at one point, we put him down and he was just sitting there with his neck out. And Matt and I, at the same moment, wordlessly, came to the same conclusion. And we both reached out and petted this old 42-pound wild snapping turtle. We knew he would be fine with that. Now, I would not try that with just any snapping turtle because they may feel threatened. But he did not feel threatened. He pretty much invited us to stroke him. We had had a good time together. He knew that we were looking after him.
We just loved being with him. And he's a wild snapping turtle, but he's very unique and gentle. And he lets us scratch his neck and pat his face. And we really got to know him.
Becoming friends with Fire Chief the Snapping Turtle was a special experience for Matt and Cy. It was even more exciting when Fire Chief started to get better and better.
In the winter, we would take him out in the living room. It's a hardwood floor, and he couldn't really grip with his claws, so he'd get real frustrated. Alexia made him a special wheelchair, and she had input from a whole bunch of people who wanted to help. And we would put him on this little wheelchair so his back legs had wheels, and he would just slide all around, and he just enjoyed getting out and moving, and it was enrichment for him. We really learned that every turtle has its own personality, just like people, just like dogs, just like cats. And he was a very gentle, kind turtle. And he recovered from just an awful, awful injury. And he got better, and he's king of his own pond now, once again.
He's a very happy male adult snapping turtle who will probably live certainly another 50 years, maybe 60, maybe 70. He'll live a long time. He'll still be there when we're gone.
Fire Chief's Happily Ever After helps us see how broken things can be fixed and heal. What's interesting is that getting hit by the car wasn't the first time Fire Chief had been hurt. Matt says that Fire Chief's shell showed evidence of other injuries.
You can see his history on his shell. You can see it on his face. In fact, at some point in his life, he broke his jaw and he healed on his own. He has scars from other cracks that he healed in the wild on his own. And then you can see what happened the day he got hit. And just seeing these animals broken, but put back together. Sometimes they're missing an eye. Sometimes they're missing a leg. But they're released back into the wild. And they love their lives just as much as they did before. And they can survive. These turtles are tough. And just seeing them put back together is really amazing.
Turtles arose with the dinosaurs. They survived so much. The asteroid impact 66 million years ago. They survived ice ages. But there's a question now whether they will survive us. And their fate is really in our hands right now. We can all help turtles. We can all help preserve wetlands. We can all help reduce pollution. We can all help a turtle cross the road. There's so much that we all can do. And the good news is doing it's really fun. And makes you feel fabulous. And you can be a turtle hero, just as we got to be turtle heroes.
I like the idea of being a turtle hero. The next time something in your life needs to be fixed, think of turtles. There is so much we can do to help heal broken things.
A turtle shell might get a crack, but the turtle's able to bounce back. We can fix what's broken in the world today when we help others the turtle way.
A quick word for you parents. This is Marcus Smith. I'm host of the Constant Wonder podcast, source of material for Constant Wonder Kids. We made this episode for kids because Constant Wonder contains a lot of great stuff that kids just love. But you may be wanting more. We've got a whole episode devoted to Cy Montgomery and her turtle friends. If you want to hear the full presentation, you can find Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts. The episode to look for is titled Mending the World, Shell by Shattered Shell. We actually think you're going to love more than just one episode of our podcast. It's an ongoing quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small. Do you remember when you had time for wonder? We suspect you still do. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman-Darrington with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.